Buenos dias. What it is, what it was, and what it shall be. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, January the 2nd, 2022. And the time is after 1 p.m. Central Time. As always, brothers and sisters, got a powerful message scheduled for today. They want to jump right in and talk about, you know, pretty much the same thing that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, and centering around, you know, us taking responsibility for us as fools being able to operate inside of our God-given design. We all have a God design. So the way that we shine is by operating in design instead of desire. So there's a lot of desires. There's a lot of things that we are, a lot of appetites, a lot of things that we want to accomplish and we want to attain or we want to achieve. But the goal is to be able to express, expose, and expand. So this is the year of devotion. This is the year of 2022. If you add it all up, it comes to 6. 6 represents devotion. So we want to talk about the year of activating your spiritual superpowers. When we talk about superpowers, we're talking about, you know, from a physical perspective, like in martial arts. You see those guys in martial arts, you know, they breaking boards and they, you know, break bricks and they can punch through walls. So they're able to harness and generate and then kind of operate or direct that energy to a specific point to be able to break a board or to be able to punch through a cylinder of cement. And the way that they are able to do that is by activating or focusing their chi, their prana, and their pneuma on one specific point. So we want to talk to you today about how to do that, how to activate your spiritual superpower. It's like I'm drawn to, and I like superhero movies. I like, you know, Spider-Man, you know, Batman, Superman, you know, Fantastic Four, you know, the X-Men. The reason why most people like superhero movies is because deep down inside, buried in our own unconscious brain, there is a natural connection. We instinctively or we intuitively resonate, at least I do, with superheroes. And the reason that we intuitively resonate with superheroes is because we all have superpowers. So now we gotta hack our brain and activate the dormant superpowers. So today, the way that we activate your dormant superpowers is to understand that energy flows where attention goes. So we've heard that before. So we want to make sure that we are able to direct or allow the free flowing of our chi, or prana, or pneuma, or spirit. The Bible calls it the Holy Spirit. So that direction, we direct that. So today we're talking about, you know, how do you do that? How do you participate in the direction of your energy? How do you make sure that all of your energy has been, could you imagine if you did not dissipate your energy? So we all have a problem, and it's a lack of proper understanding of this simple technique, if you will, this natural ability that we all have to harness our spiritual superpowers. So if we look at all throughout the Bible, Genesis 1, where it says that we're made in the image and in the likeness of God. And so now that if we are able to unlock and activate, the whole key to life is this ability to unlock and activate. And we're talking to you today about how to unlock and activate to the degree that you're able to unlock and activate your dormant spiritual superpower. Now, we know that your power comes from Source or God or the universal prime creator who made you an individual prime creator. So you are the prime creator, like we talked about yesterday, of your life. Your spiritual superpowers are locked and dormant. So there must be this neurological, physiological facilitation of the awareness of the existence of the attributes and characteristics that are lying dormant inside of your DNA. And those are what you and I call, or what I call, you know, verbs that activate your nerves. So I have a bunch of verbs inside of my life optimization circle. And all of these verbs that's inside of my life optimization circle, they automatically activate my nerves when I engage in the unlocking and the activation of my spiritual superpower, which is putting energy into the attributes and characteristics that God gave me. My attributes and characteristics are 336, 123, 123, 549. That's how I shine. So the Orfutech did something amazing. You are a spiritual Spider-Man. You are a spiritual Spider-Woman. You are a spiritual Batman. You are a spiritual Batwoman. You are a spiritual Superman or a spiritual Superwoman. So you are a superhero. So as a superhero, we must unlock and activate. And the way that we unlock and activate is through devotion. This is the year of unlocking and activating your spiritual superpower. Taking responsibility. You are the prime authority and the prime creator of your life. But we don't understand that if you put energy into, this is called intima sacra in Latin, I-N-T-I-M-A, S-A-C-R-A. In Latin, that is a Latin phrase. If you are able to over and understand that Latin phrase, intima sacra, which means devout or devoted one. So your ability to activate your dormant spiritual superpower, which is the spiritual and psychological ability for you to be able to manifest automatically, remember, easily, effortlessly, and automatically from a place or from a space that allows you to take your spiritual gifts, which are your spiritual superpowers, so that you can become Superman or Superwoman. You are able to now operate on a level where there is no devil. The Bible says that there are many gifts. Every man and every woman is given gifts or gifts by the Ruach and the Pneuma, or the Spirit of God. And these gifts make room for you. This is your spiritual superpower. And it takes you before kings and queens. So we must understand that there are certain principles that help us to develop our spiritual superpower. And we're able to unlock and activate. To the degree that you're able to unlock and activate these spiritual superpowers, that is the degree that you are able to manifest your dreams and your goals. So you got one job. Well, you know, kind of sort. You got more than that, but you got one, you know, major job. All of the rest of your jobs are minor jobs. So what is your major? Well, we talked about it last night. We've been talking about the same thing pretty much all week. This is just another way of saying the exact same thing. And that is, you are the prime authority figure in your life. That is that you have to respond to the ability. Emotional amplification is what we're talking about. Why? Emotional amplification activates spiritual or physical manifestation. One more time. Emotional amplification activates physical manifestation. This is called I am. So this, the word, the letter I means EYE. So it's your I am. So this is self-analysis. This is taking your I and putting it on yourself. This is called self-realization. This is how you make the unconscious conscious. That's spiritual superpower. When you make the unconscious conscious, bam, You're on a level where there is no devil because nobody else is doing it. Nobody else on the planet is taking their eye, except for us, of course, on this call today. We're taking our eye, E-Y-E, and we put it on our am or amplification. So this is the am, A-M, amplification of the I, not only the letter I, but the E-Y-E. This is am I, or I am. So when you say I am, the brain responds with, am I? So if you say I am wealthy, the brain will say, basically, are you? And as we'll be talking about in the private show, in the People Development Center, Module 2, the number one rule of rulership, because rules govern everything. Number one rule, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Number two rule, nothing in life matters except for rule number one, Genesis 1, 3. Rule number two, Genesis 1, 6. Rule number three, which we talk about tonight, Genesis 1, 9. 3, 6, 9 is the only way to shine. Nothing on earth matters except your understanding of 369. Even Nikola Tesla said, if you can understand, if it's possible, it's difficult, but if you could understand, if you can understand, remember that's a big if, 369. If only you could. So why would Nicholas Tesla say that? What is it about the numbers 369? Now, remember, out of everything, why Nikola Tesla, why did he say the numbers 369? Why did he say the genes, to make your genes one, Genesis 1, you need 369? Because in those three verses, they all start off with the same. And God said, Genesis 1, 3. Genesis 1, 6, and God said. Genesis 1, 9, and God said. So Nikola Tesla said, the greatest historian and inventor, if you knew the significance of 369, you would have the key to the universe. So I'm giving you the key to the universe today. This, again, all spiritual superheroes. Now, a lot of spiritual superheroes are unconscious of the God design. They are using the frequency and the wave of the key to the universe based upon what Nikola Tesla said, which gets into what we call the vortex code. This is the codex. This activates dormant DNA. Because remember, that's the key. It's self-analysis, self-knowledge, self-realization. Because that gets into the embedded childhood trauma that limits you from being your true self-design. So now you have self-desire. Because you only have desires when you don't have design. You cannot have both. If you have desires, that's an indication that you don't have a lack of understanding of design. Remember, it's one or the other. You can't, a double-minded man, he's not going to receive shizness. That means you have no spiritual superpower if you're double-minded. So my unfair advantage over everyone is, due to my childhood trauma, I don't do drama. I already did it. So I have an unfair advantage. My unfair advantage is I activated. I unlocked it, then I activated it. The way that you unlock it is just to notice it. So the first thing I did was I noticed that, oh, hold up. I have a name. It's different from other people's. And I have a date that I was born different than other people's. But then some people still have, some people are born on the same day that I'm born. And some people have my exact same name. But very few people have the exact same ley line. Very few people was born in the exact same hospital that I was born in, the exact city and state and the exact same name, and the exact same blood. In fact, there's no one on earth that is born in the exact same location at the exact time with the exact parents, the pair that went at me, with the exact blood. Nobody on earth has my exact name, exact place of birth, exact time of birth, exact blood type. Nobody. That makes me totally, my fingerprint is different from every mother beep that ever existed before me and every person that will exist after me. That's you. Could you imagine if you stopped today and if you said, I, E-Y-E, am, and then you fill in the blank. For me, I am born on a specific month, day, and year. I am a specific blood type. I am a specific first, middle, and last name. All of these I am gives me something called awareness. We call it consciousness. The Bible calls it discernment. Now that I am aware of my self design, this is like self vision, self destiny. Now I'm able to see something that I didn't see before. And I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I have worth, I have value. But what is my worth and my value? And how do I create, you know, like digital products, services, and information? How do I add value to the universe? Well, I have to first add value to myself. I have to see that I have worth and value. So that activates this dormant spirit molecule or master molecule. This is the, I'm going to use the word stargate. So the moment that I activate my hue, man, that means that I'm awakening to the fact that I'm able to conduct energy and magnetism, that I have an electrical bank account, and I have a magnetic bank account. And I see that this melanin makes me a magician. And so now I'm able to see that melanin activates electrical devices. And if I over and understand how, do I need to know all of the details? I mean, sure, it helps. But do you guys need to go into the deep space nine? Like I did, I think there was a movie called Babylon. Is it the Babylon 5 or Babylon something? Babylon 9 or something like that. So that gets into over and understand what I talked about inside of the book. Thyroxin. So in your body, you have a chemical called T-Y-R-O-S-I-N-E. Thyroxin. And thyroxin, if you look at anybody who understands neuroscience, it has to do with perfect maintenance. It's this thyroxin is a master molecule when it comes to assisting you with activating the electricity and magnetism inside of the body or inside of the brain. Now, again, without getting into the biological components of today's message, because I want to give you the ability to unlock and activate. And that just simply means, what are we unlocking and what are we activating? Your dormant attributes and characteristics. This is coded or coding or biological coding. So that means that you have this specific ability. You have a specific code. Now, the dominant culture, whoever they are trying to manipulate this with hydrogel and the Luciferian quantum dot tattoo, a.k.a. COVID-19 or the PCR, polymerase chain reaction. Why? They want to change the message, dormant, inside. So they want to change me from a 3-3-6, a 1-2-3, 1-2-3-5-4-9, which is the numbers that activates my shine. They want to use CRISPR 9 to limit my shine by using mRNA coding to rewrite my genetic code. They want to use signaling molecules. They want to create a cellular scaffolding that brings about and results in what's called protein building through what's called the Kinson Motor Genomic, or ADEPTR. Now, again, this is getting into the biology of an understanding how to bring about what is called the barcode for life. I want to bar you from your code for life. You will never, ever have access to your code once you get the jab. You are no longer now sons. You are genetically modified sons, daughters of the Most High. Once you get the jab, bam, genetically modified, whole life. No cure for you, homie. I mean, not you personally. But, yo, this is a ritual that is done by priests of the highest order to bring about the law of disconnection so that way you cannot activate your spiritual superpower. This is moisture harvesting. Because the Bible says, unless you are born, nobody can enter the kingdom unless they're born again. Flesh and blood cannot enter. You must be born again of what? The water. This is an attack on H3O. Oh, man, they rewrote your whole genetic code, homie. I mean, not you personally, but people, you know, your dendrites now are signaling something totally different. Now your synaptic gap has widened. Now your neurons cannot bring about and build proteins. The dominant culture, oh man, your boy Fauci, these dudes are good. They understand time under tension. They make sure that you put enough time under enough tension. It will destroy your talent. They already got you, bro. They got you, your mama, your daddy, your monkey, your squirrel, your reverend, your doctor, your bishop. The whole damn planet is in the culture of cancel. I got the cancer. I'm using cancer to cancel. Why? Cultivation. I need to cultivate. That means to plow and to replace. See, source code put you down there because you are a spiritual superhero to establish faith, family, and finances. But he replaced it with fun, fighting, and effing. So the culture now is changing because you spend too much tension. There's too much tension in the air. Remember, this is free floating, free ranging. Anxiety just floating around, waiting to land on you. Tension, time under tension. Why? That destroys talent. I don't care how bad you are. I just got to get, hey, give him just, take some time. See, some of y'all are hard by, some of y'all are, you know, y'all are hard nuts to crack. Y'all like me. So you need a little more time under tension, bro. You need a little bit more time under tension, sis. Let me sprinkle a little bit. Let me give you a couple of more problems. When you get that call, let me make sure that you get some tension in your life, bro. Then your ass going to crumble. You're going to fold up like a cheap suit. It just takes a little bit more time. Under tension. That's all dominant culture needs. That's why Joe Fauci and his homies, they just trying to stress this shit out. I need to make sure that I keep you in this toxic environment. Just takes a little time. And make sure you stay under tension. Because why? I'm going to breed about a culture of anxiety, like fear, depression. So that way I can manipulate and con and trigger you to keep you in a low intellectual state, which means a low vibrational state, which means a low electrical and magnetic state. Because spiritual superheroes, they are high vibrational individuals. But I need to make sure that I'm using a coding language that's going to bring about DNA hacking that uses the silent sound spread spectrum. So I can turn you into a good cyborg. That's their agenda. And, man, it is working like gangbusters. I think them good old boys, they surprised at how easy it is. Everybody's walking around in a soul trance. Not everybody. There's a few of us high vibrational individuals that we're not under the trance of dominant culture. But most people that you talk to, they got no magnetic sense. They are biological, or their biometrics is a part of this great digital and technological and spiritual divide. Who taught you how to interpret? I mean, I'm asking for a friend. Have you ever thought about that? Like, who taught you how do you interpret reality? Now, I need you to think, because most people are uploading their brain to the cloud. That's called transhumanism. Anybody, you storing your shit in the cloud? Have you ever asked yourself, what is the cloud? Anybody ever heard of Operation Homebound? You might want to Google it. I mean, I'm just putting this out there in the ether for your consideration. Because your superpower, now remember, you got superpower unless I can make sure that you disconnect from your superpower. How do I do that? Operation Homebound. I'm going to bar you to the access of your code for life, homie. Barcode for life. I mean, Google barcode for life. Just check it out. I mean, no rush, at your convenience. And you're going to notice something. You're going to notice, like, oh, snap, like, this is like past tense. The barcode for life, Agenda 21. Now, we can go through all of the dominant culture stuff, but what we're talking about is the spiritual superpower activation today. Empowering oneself to overcome all mental, all psychological, all physical, all monetary, all medical problems. How? How do you activate your spiritual superpowers? You. How do you get out of moisture harvesting? They are harvesting moisture. Moisture is water. Because you cannot be a part of the People Development Center, go through the five molecules, which are modules that we are discussing, to activate your chi so that way you can establish the five pillars of heaven on earth. So the dominant culture is making sure that you do not activate your spin so that way you cannot win and you cannot go within. So this is the year to unlock and activate. How? Devotion. Let me give you the three keys. It's the word devout, the word devoted, and the word devotion. Now, these three words, my brother, these three words, my beautiful sister, is how you respond to the ability that's inside of you so that way you can stop your moisture from being harvested with hydrogel. Because the only way to enter and into the kingdom, if you're born again, of the water and the spirit. So the water is now H3O, which is moisture that is obtained through the process that whatever fruits and vegetables do to pull moisture out of the air and the water. Then the spirit is a ruling disposition that we already discussed that is based upon God said, which is the number one rule of 2022. So for everybody that's a member of the life management system, which is now the people development system, you already know the number one rule. You already know number two rule. We're doing number three rule tonight. Now, I will give you $100,000 if anyone on this call does these three rules and you do not be on a level mentally where I am at, where Yahushua is at. Now, this level, you can easily tell when you are in heaven. How can you tell that you are on a level where there is no devil. Now, remember, there's a lot of people saying and a lot of great stuff. But what we're talking about is the amplification of our own magi, magus, or magnet, or magic. Just like in the series Wheel of Time, just like in the series The Witcher. In the last episode of season 2, episode 8 in The Witcher, the little girl who has this superpower, it is only amplified whenever, or it only manifests physically when there is an emotional amplification. Let me say this again really slowly, because what we're talking about today is the different ways of empowering oneself and overcoming all limitations, both physically, mentally, psychologically, emotionally, financially, any other, no matter what limitation, no matter what level you are. It's just like being a martial artist, where you have this enormous ability to generate, operate, and direct all of your energy on one specific feat to smash the board. But as a spiritual superhero, we ain't down here just putting on a martial arts display of cracking boards with our hands. What we're doing is we're taking our inner chi and we're applying our inner chi to smash goals, roles, meaning anything that would limit us from being our true God-given selves or self. So what we're talking about today is beyond what's most people. This is the highest level of consciousness that is obtained or that is obtainable. Because what we're doing is we understand that desire means to experience polarity. Design means to experience shine or singularity. So singularity is shine. Just like in the movie Dr. Sleep. The dominant culture kills anybody that chooses to generate, operate, and direct their own shine. When you direct your own shine, you become detectable. So they send a handler to you in the form of a mate. If you choose to reject your mate, if the ladies, this muscle-bound dude is going to come and he will be everything that you wanted. He's your handler. He's handling your energy. You will notice every time you get ready to do something for Source, he's gonna act up. Men, you're going to have this beautiful blonde hair, blue eyes. She's going to be a tab, T-A-B. Titties, ass, and brains. She's going to have all three. And you're going to be jacked. And every time you get ready to express, expose, and expand, she's going to have a problem with it. If it's not her, if it's not him or her, oh, it's going to be your little bambinos. So your little shearings, they're going to nut up. If it's not them, it's going to be your dog, your cat, your monkey, your squirrel. If it's not that, it's going to be your job. If it's not that, it's going to be your house. If it's not that, it's going to be your neighbors. Somebody, because the enemy in the last days will be those of your own household. Then if he can't get you with that, the number one goal is you. You going to destroy you, your own head. You will have thoughts in your own head that's going to sabotage your own success because you're a superhero. You understand intuitively the laws of 369 because you know that that is the key to the universe. Now, you may not be able to articulate it to the degree and to the level that I can, but it's automatically. So Nikola Tesla, the greatest mind of all times, arguably, he taught us everything that, you know, the Rockefellers, you know, the Edisons, the Westinghouse, they didn't want Nikola Tesla's 369 overstanding to be given to the common man, because that's the key to the universe. Now, I stumbled upon unlocking and activating That's why I'm able to share it with you today. And all I did was, number one, I started to understand that putting energy into intention is feeding and feeds my ambition. Meaning, I was always a desire goal guy. I had destination addiction. If you look at my life, I was always going from destination to destination to destination. I hated the process, but I was in love with the result. So I just stomached. I just forced myself. It's like how we force ourselves to fast. You force yourself to go on a diet. You force yourself to do all the shit that you hate. So that when you can get the goal of losing weight, so that you can attain your goal, what do? You go back to your old diet and all the weight comes back. So 99% of everybody, that's what everybody do. That's desires. That's Luciferian. That's the enemy system. So we got to replace that with what? Design. So the key is to tap into design instead of desire. So this is design versus desire. Now, the problem is that everybody is smart. The brain is smart enough to know. So the brain will mimic and it will give you artificial design. But you're still in desire. Why? Because design is all about expression. When you are operating in your design, you can't stop yourself. No matter what you do, you have to express. No matter what you do, no matter where you're at, you got to expose. No matter what you do, you got to expand. You can't help it yourself because that's love. So L-O-V-E is E-V-O-L. You're always moving forward. Every time you open your mouth, you're like, damn, I always want to say them today. You just, yep, and open mouth, insert foot. Why? Because remember, the dominant culture, 99.99% of everybody else, they are in desire. So what is desire? What desire is, desire is all about attainment. Desire is all about entrainment. Desire is all about entertainment. Like right now, the football game is on. A lot of people sitting around watching football. They are you like in Gladiator. Are you guys entertained? Remember, old boy in Gladiator, he comes in and he's smoking everybody, killing them, and he walks out there and he's like, and y'all niggas happy? I'm killing folks. Are you not entertained? Entertain your brain. Is that your brain receiving dopamine when you go on Facebook and everybody like your post about nothing? You ain't solving open, not you personally, but people you know. So it's all about entertainment. Because I got to go in, I got to tame the brain. So desires is all about get shizness at all costs. But Will, I desire this, so I'm going to get it. Design is all about give. So this is how you know. So design activates shine. You become a superhero. It's automatic. That's all you got to do. But we got a conundrum. We got a big conundrum. Now, I'm not saying this shit because I think I'm God gifted on the planet. I've seen the human design report. I've seen the DISC system. Matter of fact, I did the DISC system before I developed my system. Human design system, if you guys don't know, this is just another like personality test. So I went online before I got into this because I wasn't trying to reinvent the wheel. And I went through every different type of personality test I could find. I mean, especially when I did the Briggs-Myers, because that was required in the MMPI to be a police officer and to get into the FPA program. So to become a federal police officer, you have to go through the Minnesota, what's it called? Minnesota Multifaceted Personality Inventory Test. It's called the MMPI. You can Google it, MMPI. The next one that everybody uses from the FBI down is the Briggs-Myers. After the Briggs-Myers test, there is the DISC, D-I-S-C. I did that one. After that one, I did the Enneagram. Y'all remember the 9 personalities based upon an Enneagram? I think it's called Enneagram, something like that. All of these personality tests, I did them all, but they were all about personality. Well, you know, I love your personality, but God don't give a mother beep about your personality. Because remember, personalities change like freaking, like hookers. You can get a new personality the same way you get. As long as you got the money, you get a new personality. Remember, a personality comes from a temperament. A personality starts with, so if you have a thought for 90 days, it's a temperament. You have a thought for another 90 days, that temperament becomes a mood. Now every time I see him, that fool got a mood, man. What's wrong with him? Well, he's in a mood. He's in a funk. Remember, we see people, and you know, like ladies, sometimes you get into a mood, right? Men, we get into moods too. We go home, we want the nookie, we want the cookie. The wife is tired, she goes to bed, so what happens? You pissed off because you didn't get no cookie. Well, she's pissed off because you got to, you know, washing clothes and doing dishes. She's tired. So we get moods. So if that lasts, if you are in a mood for 90 days, bam, that shit turns into a personality. Now you're stuck with that personality. Now it's no longer temperament. It's no longer a mood. That shit is a part of your personality. That's how you see the world now. So you see all the world. You see all women as cookie holders. Because your wife won't give you the cookie. But you don't know you the reason why she ain't giving you the cookie. Because in her brain, she's working too much. So she's too tired. For whatever the reason is. Now, it works vice versa. Ladies, it could be your man ain't paying the bills. You need a provider and a protector. And so now, you have an attitude. No, it just starts out at first with a temperament. You just say, why am I working? I'm hard. And my man got a part-time job. He come on playing video games. And ladies, you got a full-time job and a side hustle. And your man comes home from he works 4 hours a day. He come home and does video games. So you don't see him. Now, you don't say nothing. You just having these thoughts in your head. Like, this mother, he ain't creating a holistic environment of unconditional love where I feel safe. See, we barely paying the bills. And he playing video games. He got a part-time job working 4 hours a day. Now, you don't say shit, though, but it's in your head. You got thoughts, ladies. Men do, too. Those thoughts, when they progress and you don't address them, that shit turns into a temperament. And if you keep thinking that thought, that shit turns into a mood. And if you keep thinking that thought, that shit turns into a personality. So you can take all the personality tests you want. The shit changes anytime you change it. So personalities didn't do shit for me. I mean, it may help other people. There are people who brag about, oh, the bridge about human design. That shit's great, Doc. Praise them. It didn't do shit for me. I need something that was constant, that never changes. Passions change. It's like fads coming up. Right now, niggas wearing skinny jeans. When I was coming up, 50 was in. Everybody was wearing baggy clothes. Now nobody wears a baggy clothes anymore. Now that everything is skin tight, doo 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 doo. Oh, that's before y'all time. My bad. But some of y'all remember that song, Skin Tight. And niggas walking around with their hair up in a bun. When I was a kid, everybody was clean cut. Most people had hair that was short. You know, some people had a box fade. Some people was kept hair in a fro. But I never saw men with their hair longer than women, and they had it up. It's cool. You saw this NFL player, big muscle-bound, 6'5", 350-pound niggas walk around with his tight-ass suits on and their hair up in a bun like women. The craziest shit I've ever seen. And the shit's normal. Why? It's a fad. The shit changes. Okay? That doesn't work for me. Now, it may work for you, but it didn't work for me. That's not a superpower. It may be a superpower today, but it's not going to be a superpower next week. So we got a conundrum. The conundrum is people think passion and purpose is the same thing. And people think personality and purpose is the same thing. And it is not. So I'm presenting to you today, purpose. To my knowledge, this is the only place you can find purpose. Everybody that you know that is over the age of 30 for women, 40 for men, should have a Dear Kenny report. You shouldn't buy it for them, though. You should just tell them about it. You should tell them, hey, the reason why you're unhappy, you don't know your purpose. My wife was talking to me yesterday, last night, and she was like, it was kind of a weird week. I'm sure you guys got both of the, thankfully, neither none of the kids had symptoms, but they both tested positive for COVID. So they retested today, and they both are negative. Now, me and the wife, we both tested negative, but both of the kids was positive, which is weird. And they both had a little, we didn't notice because my son tested positive. Kendrick, he don't even live with me. Hadn't seen him. So I don't know if he's retested yet. But they all started coming down, you know, like little cough, kind of like flu symptoms. So like always, you know, everybody's like, hey, you better go test. And because my daughter is on the school basketball team, and a couple of girls on her basketball team had COVID. So that's kind of where we're thinking of where she picked it up from. But we was talking, getting back to the point, about how when I had it, the symptoms were really severe, and how the kids had it, and it wasn't that severe, which gets into understanding how mind, body, spirit is designed. No two people are alike. So chemistry is the physical expression of alchemy. So if you can get a basic knowledge of chemistry, you got to know all of the exact, you know, thing about chemistry. But when you have a basic understanding of chemistry, for example, you would notice that, like, for example, all of the, you know, sacred secretions are what you and I call metaphysically spiritual secrets. Because the word secretion has the word secret in it. So if you look at the secretions of the body, they will, excuse me, reveal the secrets of the Bible. And vice versa. If you look at the secrets of the Bible, they will reveal the secretions of the body. For example, 1 John 2:27. Now remember, this is superpower. This is how you activate your power. How do you activate your power? You activate your power by knowing your body, by knowing yourself, by knowing your cells, by knowing your design, not only cosmologically, not only theologically, but also at the lowest level, biologically. So the lowest level is the understanding. Now we can go up another level to theology, then we can go up to the highest level, which is the stars and cosmology. So 1 John 2:27 says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. So you got to know that this anointing, something is inside of you. It's a freaking secret. It's an anointing. But where's it at? The Bible also says, we have this treasure. Where's it at? Hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. So I wrote a whole book called Christened that told, that explains the scriptures and the body. So all of the scriptures in the body and how they work. Excuse me. Got to give me some H2O. And I gave that to you in Module 6 of the Life Management System. So everybody, you already know all of this shit. We've got to, how come you don't have no superpower? Now, what is superpower? Remember, superpower is how you know you got it. You have no desires to obtain. You're not subject to brainwave and train. And you have no desire to entertain. That's how you know you're a superhero. Because attainment, entrainment, and entertainment has been replaced with what? Expression, exposure, and expansion. All you want to do now is you're so excited, but you know that you can't save people because you already tried and nobody want to listen to you. Nobody don't give up. People, you say, hey, man. You know that over in Antarctica, Admiral Jim Byrd went over there and for the government, and they found on like the entrance to the hollow earth. Supposedly there's a whole other world down there, man. You know, you cannot, no civilian can go to Antarctica right now. Book a flight down. They'll let you go to, like, you know, see some ice, but they ain't going to let your ass go just walk around Antarctica by yourself. You just can't jump in a boat, no matter how much money you got, and go to Antarctica. How come? Shit, I don't really care about that shit. You know, people going to say, like, hey, man, come on, dog. Watching the game, man. I ain't interested in no damn Antarctica. Then you say, hey, you know what? If the Earth is round and it's flying through space at a gazillion miles an hour, and, you know, how can you go? How come there's no curvature? How come, you know, if we look at the biblical narrative before Galileo, everybody had a flat Earth. If you go to the UN symbol right now, today, if you go type in UN logo, the logo of UN is a flat Earth. Look at it. I mean, it's like, how come NASA even talks about that? Even in the Bible, it talks about soul. It talks about the waters and the waters. It talks about the water above the water. How come right now you can go to the ocean, there's an ocean inside of the ocean? How come a guy, he took his submarine down, it's on YouTube. You can go type in ocean inside of ocean. Go to YouTube. There's a YouTube video where this dude is in the submarine. He goes down and the submarine bounces off of water. Inside of water is a lake in the ocean right now. And it's so saline dense, I guess, that you can't go into it. It's almost like land. And that dude, when he came up with the video, he came up missing. Now he's part of the, you know, deceased. Because I'm assuming he wasn't supposed to tell us that. So everybody that come out, it's kind of like my boy, you know, Bill Cooper, William Cooper, you know, Pale Horse. So when people come out, I'm going to go with John Allegro. Or even Dr. Sadie, you know, they arrested him for having money in his pocket. Not sure. He said, well, why? Is it illegal? So to find out, I don't even know this. It's illegal to cross borders. He had 30 grand, so the story says, in his pocket, on his person. Bam, he go to jail. While in jail, they kept it really cold, really dark, and really wet, and no clothes. So you know what? You got a call. The man who cured every disease died from a common cold. They got to discredit you, man. They can't. You got the great name. They're like in the Gladiator, remember? We can't kill him until we destroy his name. What's the best way to destroy a name? Now there's niggas walking around telling me, I didn't know Dr. Sadie, you know, he was a joke, man. The nigga was a fraud. He didn't even have a medical degree. Nobody was asking him that shit when he was curing cancer. Now let me get this right. If somebody can save my life and he ain't got no degree, do you think I give a mother beep? Hell no. Everybody interested in solutions. So what are you saying, Doc? I'm simply saying, if you can't connect the dots, what are the dots? 1 John 2:27. This is superpower. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth. And is no lie. And even as it has taught you, so shall it abide in you. You see, you have this treasure. You don't need no teacher. You are a teacher. Only reason you're here on this call, because I'm going to remind you. I'm a leader, so are you. I'm just reminding you that you're a superhero. Your superpower comes from the numbers inside of your life optimization circle. So if I was talking to Sister Diane, I would tell Sister Diane Coleman, you are a spiritual superhero of the highest order. Why? Well, Sister Diane Coleman, she has spiritual attributes. 3-3-6-7-1-8-3-4-7-1-0-1. So no matter who I am addressing, no matter who I'm talking to, no matter where I go, I can give you and tell you your spiritual superpower. These are the attributes and characteristics. If I'm talking to Sister Addie, I'm going to say, Sister Addie, your spiritual attributes and characteristics are 112-101-101-369. That's why she shines. So no matter who I'm talking to, I can give them the attributes and the characteristics of their God-given destiny. Now, they have to do what? They got to unlock and activate. So you got to unlock and activate. How do we unlock? The way that we unlock it is to notice it. So just look at it. Number one, unlock it. How? Just notice you got it. Now, two, how do we activate it? Well, we activate it by, number one, you got to be devoted to it. Okay, that shit sounds good. What does devoted mean? Well, devoted means there must be earnest, sincere, and hearty or heartfelt connection. Let me say it again. So what if Sister Diane, she just knows her numbers, but there is no earnest, there is no sincere, and there is no hearty attachment. That means she has no devotion. Now remember, one of the frequencies, one of the ways, one of the verbs, one of the vibrations, aka attributes and characteristics of the number six, which is 2 + 0 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. 4 + 2 = 6. This is the mother beep year of the beep six, which one of the words of six is devoted. Six people, six energy is a energy that activates devotion. That's how you activate your spiritual power. So what is devotion? Well, to be devoted to your spiritual power, you must be earnest, sincere, and hearty devotion. Now, devotion means profound dedication, earnest attachment to your assignment. Source code, test the mind, will, emotion, magic, and test on your people. Now, I know a lot of people, they are more dedicated, a.k.a. devoted to watching TV, going to Popeyes, going out and hanging out with, you know, Ebenezer Baptist. There are more people that have more devotion. Remember, devotion means that you have profound dedication. Devotion means that you have earnest attachment. Devotion means that you have an assignment or the appropriation to a purpose or a cause. Now, this word, appreciation and appropriation, means the act of taking possession of. So your activation of your spiritual superpower means that you must engage in the process of taking possession without permission or consent. Now, possession means you are in a state of being possessed. Oh, snap. We got a conundrum. Why? You're not possessed. That's why you don't have no superpower. Not you personally, of course, but people you know. Now, you know that I am possessed with my purpose, because I talk about it every day. That's why I do 3 shows a day. That's why I do Dear Canary Reports. That's why every day, all I do is talk about how to find and monetize, a.k.a. fulfill purpose. Why would I do that? Well, my life path number is 336. It means to be a master teacher of the sixth ray frequency to bring about, in my case, total awareness. Now, let's say I'm talking to Sister Diane. Well, Sister Diane is a 336 too. That means she's a master teacher to bring about awareness, devotion, love, six, harmony, connection, parent. But she's born in August. She ain't born in September. So she's a master teacher of what? Soul healing. But I'm a master teacher of total awareness. So although we're both teachers, and then we brought in Dr. Spence. She's a master teacher, but Travis is a master teacher. So everybody, we may be all teachers, but we got different subjects, topics. Your job is to know your subject and your topic. That's purpose. You should be profoundly dedicated You should be earnestly attached. You should be have the appropriation and the appreciation or the possession or the state of being possessed, which means moved by a strong feeling, madness, or supernatural power. Father, touch the mind, will, emotion, madness of your people. Let me say it again. Possessed. That's how you activate your superpower. That means you put energy into, you put all. Now, you have energy left over to do other things also. But you put all. Why would I do that, Doc? Well, you to be a spiritual, to activate, to unlock and activate your spiritual superpower, you got to put all of your energy into I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise, I am in great toe-curling relationships. Why? These are repeating statements or repeating numbers. That's how you handle and overcome objections, by becoming so valuable, no one can say that you are valueless. That's how you get out of duality, which is not reality, and you oscillate and vibrate into singularity. Why? You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Floating anxiety cannot attach to you because you don't make excuses. You make dollars. You are in the flow state. The way that you know you're in the flow state, because number one, you are possessed with purpose, which means you know what you intend. And what you intend allows you to win. The way that you win is because all of your attention is on your visualization, what we call imagination, which brings about a feeling, which we call emotion, which results in clarity, which we call currency, which overrides and overcomes any self-limiting beliefs, which are the seven frequencies, waves, and vibrations of magic, or magnetism, or charisma, or charisma. So you become charismatic when there are self-limiting beliefs, doubts, or thoughts that come into your head, but because you have clarity, because you have a strong feeling, because you have an image in your brain, because you've given all of your attention and your intention to what you know, bam, that's how you grow. That's spiritual superpower. Spiritual superpower is, you know what? I got a self-limiting belief that I have replaced with clarity of myself. What is the self? Start with your circle. So, what is superpower again? I'm possessed. What is possessed? That means I got a strong feeling. I got a strong feeling of madness or supernatural power. So when you're possessed, you're operating in supernatural power. But the supernatural power can come from desire, or the supernatural power can come from design. If it comes from desire, well, my brother, my sister, I'm going to put all my money is Lucifer somewhere in there. That's going to find me. But I know what you're going to say. Well, Brother Will, I want to get all this money for, you know, I want to help the Al-Kibulans over in Africa. After you buy your nice car, your big house, your little jet, all this other shit. Which is nothing wrong with that. If it's based upon design. Why? Because when you have design, you're not interested in attainment. When you have design, you're interested in expression. So when you operate in your design, you want to share. You want to give. When you're operating your desire, you want to get. You are really motivated. Now, remember, desire is actually probably more powerful than design. Because when you have a desire, you are driven by demons. When you have a design, you are led by spirit. And on this dimension, demons are more powerful than spirits. Why? Because demons have access to your five senses. And demons, they give you desires. Where spirit, it animates design. So very few people are interested in design. Why? They don't understand the value of it. Because remember, people reject things that they don't see value in. It doesn't mean that their value is not there. That means that they have a lack of vision. So like I tell you guys all the time, when I look at all my TikTok stuff and all the stuff that people reject, why are they rejecting it? They don't see no value in it. Why they don't see no value? Because they have a desire that's different from my design. So that's why I feel great when I have a lot of haters who say, "Doc, the shit's whack, you whack, you should go jump off a bridge, brother." So when there's people like right now, today, every TikTok video I post that, you know, this one guy, he has something negative to say. Every TikTok video. That lets me know, post more videos. Why? Because he doesn't desire to read about my videos. Why not? He doesn't have design. He's the number one person that needs my video. That's why I keep posting it. Because over time, remember, time under tension, touch. But what if he never, no matter how much time he spends under tension, my job is to express, expose, and expand, not save. Now, remember, I used to be Captain Save a Blank. I thought, for the travelers, I thought it was my job to save people. Because I went to Ebenezer Baptist, and they told me. Then I read it in Matthew 23. Everybody who do that makes that person twofold more candidate of hell than they were before their conversion. So I got out of the conversion business. And I got into the amplification business, which is what? Superhero business, which is what? Purpose. See, you can have passion, but that shit gonna run out. Eventually. That's why eventually you gotta take a sabbatical. Eventually you're gonna get tired. Eventually you're gonna need a vacation. Eventually you're gonna say, "Man, I'm working so that way I can retire one day so I can sip pina coladas at the beach." If I go and sip pina coladas at the beach, you got to have an internet connection so I can take my laptop and my cell phone so I can do a show, so I can do some research, so I can do my one-on-ones, so I can write my books. Why? That's vacation for me. So my vacation and my vocation are the same thing. That's super power. You want to shock the world? Make your vocation and your vacation mano y mano, baby. That means you're always in vocation mode and you always in vacation. So people say, "Hey, man, let's go on vacation." My shit, I've been on vacation for 20 years. You think I'm going back to work? You got it twisted, bro. Some people tell me, like every time the wife gets together and say, "Hey, I'm going to go fishing." Have they got any connection on the boat? Oh, they don't? Okay, I'll drop you off, pick you up. I'll sit in the car, wait for you to come back. Because I used to go, then we were out there in the ocean, and I was like, shit, I ain't got nothing to do. Now I just go on boats that have internet connection. Because why? Vacation. My definitions is different from everybody else's. Everybody else has to leave their vocation to go on vacation, not this. I need you to understand. That's a superpower, man. I'm the most powerful mother beep on the planet. So what are your vocational? Because if you look at the word vocation, you don't get the word vocab. Vocab. That means vocabulary. Vocab and vocate. Vacation, vocation, vocab. All in the world we live in is controlled by vocab. which is controlled by vocation and vocation. No, see how phonetically close they are? Ooh, look at that kissing cousin. So vocation, that's your strong suitable, strong qualification. Vocation. That's superpower. Brothers, make sure that your vocation and your vacation are the same, because that's when you will experience no toxic shame. When your vocation and your vacation are the same, you cannot experience no toxic shame. That means you're on a level where there is no devil. Why? The devil always uses toxic shame. Brother, sister, this your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Happy New Year. This is Janice. 2020, this is the year of devotion, the year of the six. Lift everybody. Get your guard up. If you're not a member of the People Development Center, check out the website. Let's get this party started. Love you, appreciate you. We're going to see you at the top. Guard up.
I'm trying to tell you this ain't nothing you should worry about. If you so negative with God, then you should burn it out. Why take a stand at it when you let your courage out? Why take a stand at it when you let your courage out? Let you feel it, we ain't even got a verse it on. Like getting big, you ain't even have to flirt it off. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift it, ain't no planet, ain't no night at all. Ain't all my frenemies and enemies, I'm right tomorrow. Gotta, every day been the same, I'm going to stay in a car. Been knocked down my whole life, but then I got it. I'm tired of feeling these pains, I'm letting the train ride. Yeah.